Hey, Delilah, you are calling from Mesa, Arizona. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
All right, what is it?
So I was wondering, what can I improve in my everyday life, and how can I give glory to God and be closer with Him every day?
Oh, my goodness. I love your question. Delilah, how old are you?
11.
Nice. And do you go to school?
Yes, I do. I'm in sixth grade.
Sweet. I think I was almost in sixth grade when I was your age. Let me first go to the professor, because he's like a teacher, and since you're in sixth grade, someday you'll have a professor of your own. Bill, what can Delilah do to improve his life and give glory to God?
Well, that's a good question, and I think a really good thing to do is when you wake up in the morning, the very first thing before you even get out of bed, sit up in bed, close your eyes, and say, "Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for this particular day. Please guide me in how I live, in what I say, and what I do, so that I might honor you." And then periodically throughout the day, close your eyes again and say, "How am I doing, God? How am I doing?" And I think that would be a really good way to begin forming those kind of positive habits that lead to a very good relationship with God and with everyone else.
Delilah, I was going to say exactly what Dr. Creasy just said. I say cultivate gratitude. And the way to do that, to make gratitude a part of your life, is just to give thanks all the time. I would say if you want to be holier, you want to be happier, you want to bring happiness to other people, always be saying thank you. Be grateful for all the blessings you have in your life. What do you think, Delilah?
Yeah, thank you. That really helps.
Okay. Well, Delilah, I appreciate it. Let us know when you graduate from college or from sixth grade, whichever comes first. You sound really bright, I can tell. Hey, Delilah, thank you so much. I love getting these calls from these little whippersnappers. Delilah, at 11 years old, wants to know what she can do to be holier. Bill, I like it, too. You and I were right on the same page, which when I'm on the same page as Professor Bill Creasy, I feel really good about myself. Hey, Bill, always, it is really great, your insights into the readings and the scripture. I love going into Mass and going, oh, I got this one. I got this one. I've got this insight. And you just tie thematically what's happening in the reading so beautiful by adding to the context, the time, the players. It's a good thing. Bill, thank you so much. And again, when we get back, we're going to continue talking about what you should be doing to make your life make a little bit more sense. We'll do that next. Thank you, Bill.